Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings the Makar that Grama on Shabbos is Mutter. And it's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Aleph says, Oisin Mechitza B'chal HaKelim Bein Melein Bein Rekanim B'Shvil Shaloi Tavar HaDleka. A person is permitted to make a Mechitza, to put up a wall using any type of Keli, whether it's full of water, whether it's empty, in order that the fire should not spread further. Rabbi Yosi Oiser, Rabbi Yosi says, you're not allowed to put a certain type of klicheres, if it's brand new and it's full of water, where it's certainly going to bust and explode, and therefore the water will put out the dleka. Meaning, even though you didn't do a direct maisa of putting out the fire, however, you're being gerim kibbo, and Rabbi Yosi says, gram kibbo is aser. The Gemara in Amud Beis, Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, says that the Makar that the Rabbanon, the Chachamim hold, that it's mutter for Grama is because it says in Hilcha Shabbos, Leisasa kol melacha, Asiya huda asa Grama Shari. However, Rabbi Yosi says that even though midoy raisa, they agree that it's mutter, however, this is exagerated. Mitoich sha'adam ba'al al mamaynai, Yisharis lay asa lechabuye. A person, when he's worried about his money, may come to a situation of Bahala and come to be over an Isser Dei Raisa of direct Kiboy on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't even allow Gram Kiboy on Shabbos. So as mentioned, everybody agrees that Midoy Raisa, Gram Kiboy is Mutter. Now there's a Machlokes Rishonim, and down to the Achronim and the Poiskim, whether or not this Heter is straightforward. Is it L'chatchila? Do the Rabbanon hold L'chatchila and allowed to go ahead and do Gram Kiboy, or only B'makim Seda? In other words, in our Sugya, where there's a Seda, where there's going to be a loss, via the Chachamim allowed a person to go directly and do a Maisa of Gram Kiboy. Now there are many different places in Shas, or different situations, where one has to weigh and understand whether the Maisa that he's doing is a direct Maisa or a Maisa Grama. One of the places that the Rishonim and Achronim grapple with is the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Nuntes Omid Beis Daf Samach Amar Aleph. There the Gemara says, by a Zoyra V'ruach Mesayasai, the Malacha of Zoyra, a person throws up the stalks of wheat, and he wants to do winnowing, he wants the shaft to fly away. The Gemara over there says that that's Asr because Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Meaning, even though it's a gram, it's a grama, he's throwing up the wheat, and the wind is what's causing the shaft to fly away. The Gemara says that it's Asr because Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. And the Rishonim want to know, why is that different than our sugya of grama? Here it says, Leisasa kol melacha, asihu da asr, grama shari. What does that mean? Because of meleches machsheves, therefore, zayre v'ruach mesayasai is going to be asr. And there are different terutzim that they give. And first, we have to explain whether or not this zayre v'ruach mesayasai is only a chiyuv. This that the Gemara says, meleches machsheves asr ter, and therefore yechayiv, is that specific to zayre? Or is that by other melachas as well? The Rashim of Akama, over there in Perek Vav and Perek HaKainis, Simon Yud Aleph says that the reason why Melechah Zoyre is Asr on Shabbos is because the Ikar Asiyah of the Melecha is through the Ruach, through the wind, and the Egle Tal, the Melechah Zcherish, Simon Gimel, and Reb Chaim Oizer, and Achiezer, Chila Gimel, Simon Samach, they all say that according to the Rosh, there wouldn't be any Chiyuv in other Melechahs in this situation. It's specific to Zoyre V'ruach Mesayasai. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Chav Beis, says that a person is chayef melechas seda in a situation where he uses a kelev, he uses a dog to do the melacha, he needs the dog to help him do the maisa seda. And the Rambam says that you're going to be chayef. And the Shaar Tzion in Siman Shin Tez Zayin of Katan Gimel says that the Gemara of Akama, the Samach Amar Aleph of Zoyre V'ruach Mesayasai, is the Makar for this chiyuv. And he says that since it's a derech for hunters to hunt with klavim, therefore, it's shaykh to have the din of Zoyre V'ruach Mesayasai. Not like the Rush that says that Dafka Zoyre V'ruach Mesayasai, do you have the Isser because of Malachas Machshavah, because that's the way to do the Malacha. Even if that's not the Iker way to do the Malacha, like by Tzar, you don't have to specifically use a Kelev to do Tzar, but since it's a Derech Mekubelas to do Tzedah with Klavim, that's enough to have the Chiyuv of Zoyre V'ruach Mesayasai, where I'm using a type of Grama to help out in the Malacha. So we already have two differences between Zoyre V'ruach Mesayasai and Gram Kiboy. According to the Rush, the Achronim explained the Rush, that it's Dafka by Zoyre, where we say that that type of Gram is going to be Chayiv. It's not a question at all from Gram Kiboy. Gram Kiboy is Mutter. Dafka Zoyre, that's the way to do the Malacha. The whole Malacha is done with the Ruach through a type of Gram. Dafka, there you're going to be Chayiv. And even according to the Shaar HaTzion, who explains that the Rambam, who uses the case of klavim, helping a person do a ma'aseh tzeda, you're going to be chayiv. That's because the malacha is done that way. A person does tzeda, it's a derech mekubeles to do tzeda with klavim. However, it's not necessarily a derech mekubeles to do kibuy by setting up kalim that have water in them and therefore causing a kibuy. One other possible teretz could be based on the Shailas of Tshuva's Zera Emes in Simon Mem Dalet. He explains that the din of Zerv Ruach Mesayasai is only where the Ruach is mitztaref to the Maisa Ha'adam and is done immediately after the Pu'ula of the Zera. However, if the Ruach is only mitztaref to the Maisa of the Adam, La'achar's man, it takes some time. There we don't say that it's considered Malachas Machsheves, because then we don't look at the person as a Shutif in the Etzem Malacha. The Etzem Malacha is the Ruach separating the chaff from the actual kernels of the wheat. That's what the Malacha of Berer is. And if I don't have that wind separating the kernels from the chaff connected to the pu'ula that the person did, so then it's not going to be Malachas Machsheves. So according to this as well, when a person sets up barrels of water, he could set it up much before the fire gets there. So we don't see the water exploding and putting out the fire connected to the mess that the person did. So again, we ask the question. Al Gemara says, Gram Kibuy is mutter. The Gemara in Bava Kama says, Zayiv Ruach Masayasai is usur. What's the difference? That's also a type of grama. So you have three possible answers. Either like the Rush says over there, that's specific to Zayiv Ruach Masayasai, where the actual malacha is the grama, the wind separating the kernels from the chaff. There you're going to be chayiv. Or we're saying that the malacha has to be a derech mekubeles, like where a person is hunting with dogs, even though he's not doing the actual maisa of hunting, he's using a dog to help him, but that's a derech mekubeles. And Zerev Ruch Masayasai is also a derech mekubeles. The malacha of separating the chaff is done that way. Masha'en came by kiboy. And the third thing we're saying is that it has to be done, the grama, the pu'ula that's being done through grama has to be done connected immediately after your actual maisa. So that I have by Zerev Ruch Masayasa. I can throw it up and immediately a wind comes. However, by Gram Kibuy, where I'm setting up the barrels, and through my setting up the barrels, it's possible that when the fire gets there, the water is going to put out the fire. There, that's going to be called a grama that Al Gemara says grama is shari. Have a wonderful day.